Huawei Mate 10, a cheat sheet, in the Tech Republic newsletter by Brandon Vigliarolo on February 25th. Hot on the heels of the Samsung Galaxy Fold announcement, Huawei has revealed its own folding smartphone. Here's what business pros need to know about the Huawei Mate 10. Foldable smartphones may be just the next thing, at least if the near back-to-back reveal of Samsung's Galaxy phone and Huawei's Mate 10 are any indicator. Samsung chose to host its own event ahead of Mobile World Congress 2019 in Barcelona, Spain, but Huawei waited until MWC to show off its foldable smartphone. Huawei's announcement has given it a great opportunity to attract attention to its Galaxy Fold competitor, and based on the specs seen so far, the Mate 10 could steal some of the spotlight from Samsung. Will a Huawei Mate 10 be a good investment for business professionals, or are foldable smartphones just a gimmick? In order to help you make the right decision, this cheat sheet contains all the details we know about the Huawei Mate 10 so far. The article will be updated when more information about the Mate 10 is available. What is the Huawei Mate 10? The Mate 10 is Chinese tech giant Huawei's entry into the emerging folding smartphone market, and it is the second folding smartphone to be announced, the first being Samsung's Galaxy Fold. The Huawei Mate 10 has a single 8-inch screen that can be folded over a hinge thanks to its screen being made with flexible OLED technology. Huawei describes the devices as having three screens, but in reality, the device only has the single folding screen that works in three configurations, a 6.6-inch front screen and a 6.4-inch rear screen when folded, and the full 8-inch screen when open. According to Tech Republic sister site ZDNet, Huawei is positioning the Mate 10 as a productivity device, highlighting its multitasking capabilities that can include the ability to browse multiple tabs or files at once when performing workplace tasks. Despite touting the capabilities of the Mate 10 when unfolded, Huawei intends it to be used most often in the closed position, with unfolding being primarily for using entertainment software and accessing more advanced productivity capabilities. When unfolded, the Mate 10 has what Huawei calls the Falcon Wing. It's the bar left behind by the cameras and other internals. Huawei said it intends the wing to be used as a place to hold it in order to free up the other hand for tapping and swiping, which Tech Republic sister site ZDNet said may be a bit more difficult than intended. Huawei Mate 10 specs. Display, three configurations. 6.6-inch front display, 2480 by 1148 pixels. 6.38 rear display, 2480 by 892 pixels. 8-inch unfolded display, 2480 by 2200 pixels. Dimensions, 6.35 inches by 5.75 inches by 0.21 inches, unfolded. 6.35 inches by 3.08 inches by 0.43 inches, folded. Storage, 12 gigabytes onboard memory, expandable using Huawei Nano Memory up to 256 gigabytes. Memory, 8 gigabytes of RAM. Network capabilities, 5G wireless standard. Platform, Android 9.0. Cameras, 4 megapixel f1.8 wide, 16 megapixel f2.2 ultra wide, 8 megapixel f2.4 telephoto, time of flight camera. Battery, 4,500 mAh Huawei supercharge capable. Additional details. No headphone jack. Side-mounted fingerprint reader integrated with power button. No front-facing camera. USB Type-C reversible connector. Dual SIM slots. How does the Huawei Mate 10 compare to the Samsung Galaxy Fold? With both devices being revealed within days of each other, it makes sense to compare the two. They're obviously competitors. For starters, there's a major difference in design. The Samsung Galaxy Fold closes like a book, with the large screen hidden inside the device and a smaller screen taking up one side of the outside. The Mate 10 has a single large screen that stays on the outside of the device when it's folded, splitting it into the back and front screens. Aside from design choices, there are a number of differences between the two devices that make one a more attractive choice than the other. There is no 4G version of the Mate 10. The Galaxy Fold only has one SIM slot. The Mate 10 has an 8-inch unfolded screen, while the Galaxy Fold's is 7.3 inches. The Galaxy Fold has no memory expansion slot. The Galaxy Fold has 6 cameras, while the Mate 10 only has 4. The Mate 10's battery is larger, 4,500 mAh, to the Galaxy Fold's 4,380 mAh. It's worth examining the fully reported specs on both devices side by side, as there are other minor differences as well. Suffice it to say, if screen size and battery capability are your two biggest selling points, the Mate 10 is a superior choice in both regards. The Mate 10 faces competition from more than just the Samsung Galaxy Fold. There are several other folding smartphones from smaller manufacturers awaiting in the wings. The Rheoli Flex Pi was revealed at the end of 2018 and can already be purchased directly from its manufacturer. CNET's review of the device found it was still in need of work, felt like a prototype, and was squarish, thick, and difficult to hold. As a company, Rheoli falls squarely into the startup category, and it's unlikely the Flex Pi will be real competition for Huawei. Chinese tech firm Xiaomi also has a foldable device, but it's still in the prototype stage. TCL, parent company of smartphone manufacturer Alcatel, has been showing off its new Dragon Hinge for folding smartphones at Mobile World Congress 2019, but it's also a prototype that is yet to be included in a working device. Other companies, including Lenovo, have filed patents for foldable components, but none of them have yet to reveal a device, even at the prototype stage. The foldable smartphone market is, at least for the present, confined to two major competitors, Huawei and Samsung. For those considering early adoption of this new smartphone form factor, the choice is ultimately inconsequential and may be largely down to aesthetics. Should you buy the Huawei Mate 10? Folding smartphones are a new and exciting trend in an industry that has been largely stagnant for the past few years. Tech-obsessed professionals will likely be looking for a good reason to invest in the Huawei Mate 10. But it's worth slowing down to think about whether it's a good idea before diving in. Take CNET's piece about why you shouldn't buy a Galaxy Fold. Many of the same reasons apply to the Huawei Mate 10. It's unknown how well the Android UI will take to the new form factor. Battery life is a major unknown, the size is a bit bulky, and durability is a mystery as well. Price is another important consideration, and if you thought the Galaxy Fold was expensive, you're not going to like the price tag on the Mate 10, Huawei marked it at $2,600. CNET makes another great point about the Mate 10 and other foldables. Very little hands-on access has been allowed to the devices thus far, which should worry early adopters. CNET's Roger Chang had a chance to handle a Mate 10 at the Mobile World Congress 2019 and said that it worked pretty well, aside from some stiffness in the hinge. Despite that, Chang said he remained skeptical of foldable devices and predicts that they may be a decade out from being practically useful. For those still interested in the Mate 10 as a business device, it's also worth noting that the Trump administration has been trying to ban Chinese telecommunications from U.S. mobile networks out of security fears. This isn't likely to have a direct impact on consumer devices like the Mate 10, but given that the U.S. government has yet to announce its ban, and in light of other institutions getting rid of Huawei equipment in an effort to appease the Trump administration, It's not a bad idea to wait to order any Huawei hardware, the Mate 10 included. When will the Huawei Mate 10 be available? Huawei said that it plans to release the Mate 10 in the middle of 2019, but hasn't given a specific date. The Mate 10 will be priced around $2,600 when it releases. No carrier partners have been announced, and pre-orders are not yet available.